Lingering sleep problems can be some of the most unpleasant aftereffects of COVID-19. But not much is yet known about why the virus can cause sleep disorders, or about how people affected by these disorders should be treated. Research underway at the Czech National Institute of Mental Health is the first comprehensive study of these issues in Czechia. Dr. Tereza Dvořáková, a researcher at the institute, told Radio Prague more about the project.
We actually started the study by conducting a survey in Czech population because there was pretty much nothing known about the presence of neurological and especially sleep symptoms in Czech Republic. So we did a nationwide survey to get some initial data.
Preliminary results from the survey, which was open to anyone who had recovered from COVID-19, were released last week. 60% of the survey's respondents said that they suffer from post-COVID-19 insomnia. Another 30% have started having lucid dreams, and 17% are troubled by nightmares. Dvořáková says that these problems can go on for months in some cases.
There's a huge difference between how long the duration can be, so it most commonly is a few weeks. However, we see patients who've had COVID in 2020, 2021, and the sleep disorder is still persisting, and it's maybe getting better, but only slowly.
Dvořáková explains that, although it is so far unclear how exactly COVID-19 can lead to sleep disorders, the most likely cause is nerve damage induced by the virus.
There is evidence of a neuroinvasive potential of the virus, which is most commonly manifesting by the loss of smell and taste. It's likely that the sleep issues are caused by the same mechanism as the other neurological symptoms. There are actually two theories. One of them is that it's directly linked to damage caused by the virus after it invades the central nervous system, and the other that there can be some component of the body's own immune system response. I actually think it's going to be a combination of the two. That's the most likely scenario.
And what should people suffering from these issues do to alleviate them? According to Dvořáková, there is currently no special remedy for sleep problems caused by coronavirus.
The recommendations would be basically the same as in sleep medicine in general. So the first step is always sleep hygiene, maintaining a regular schedule, sleeping in an appropriate environment, and so forth. And then if nothing is helping, the issues are long-lasting, they're severe, then to seek out medical care and tackle the issue differently with a professional help.
Dr. Dvořáková's team will seek to uncover more about COVID-related sleep disorders in the clinical phase of their project, which is just getting underway. As part of it, the scientists will closely monitor patients' sleep patterns in a specialized laboratory. Since the sleep issues can linger for so long in some cases, Dr. Dvořáková says that she expects that the project can last for up to 5 or 10 years before being completed.